Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about beginning, intermediate, and advanced members and some of the differences and similarities. This is in response to a question that I've been asked several times.
Like, so who am I? What group am I in?
Yeah, what the heck is beginner? When can I graduate to middle school? That kind of stuff.
I love it. Hey, nice swag, by the way. Where'd you get that?
Thanks.
It's pretty cool.
It's part of the Land Academy membership that I'm involved in. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of the members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Michael asks, what are one or two of the things I can do to ensure my success month over month? I know this may be hard to quantify, but I thought I would throw it out there.
Oh, this is an excellent question.
I love
and
this.
Honestly, it's not hard to quantify at all. You have way more control over your career and your success than you think just by doing these one or two very, very simple things. Number one, send more mail out. And number two, spend a little bit more time concentrating on the quality of the pricing and the data scrub. So this is actually is perfect for this topic today because
a beginner
might send just a ton of mail out and kind of see what comes back and then practice with it, buy a few properties, resell them, get all the mechanics out of their system. Intermediate might hone in on trying to figure out, I'll save it for the show.
Okay, thank you. I would say or a beginner too might not even do that. They might not send enough mail out.
Yeah.
Because they're still figuring it all out.
I mean, Jill and I have been doing this for enough years now where I've got personal examples of people reporting back to us who have jumped from beginner to intermediate to advanced pretty quickly with crazy personal stories, you know.
Right.
And it made sense with them. The biggest thing you can do to move forward through these stages is send more mail out. If you send a lot of mail out and you do it right, it forces you. You have no choice but to answer the phone, do some real estate deals, and make some money.
You know, the other thing is too, it's not just sending out more mail. It really is moving ahead. You have to make a mental switch in your head and tell yourself, I'm doing this now, but I'm not going to be doing this in 6 months. I'm going to outsource this.
That's right, Joe.
If you want to get ahead, you are as you're going through these beginner steps, I know Michael is not, but you're starting to plan for your exit and your replacement because you should be doing bigger and better things, better deals, more important tasks. You're planning for that. That's how you go month over month. You don't just figure it out. Here's what you don't do month over month. You don't just figure it out and then do status quo and like, hey, I figured out how to do this in 4 hours, what used to take me 8, and then you just do nothing. And now you're doing it in 3 hours and 2 hours. You're still staying where you want to be. You are pushing yourself to move ahead and do more transaction-wise, deal-wise, whatever it is.
I mean, here's the key. It's a totally predictable that the consequence of sending X amount of mail out and then sending out Y more is totally predictable.
Right.
You have complete control over it. So if you want to buy a house and you send out 3,000 units, let's say, you're going to buy a house.
Right.
If you send out the mailer correctly, if you send out 6,000, you're going to buy 2. Jill and I just experienced this. We just tested it. I just looked back on we're at the change of a month here. So I looked back at a mail campaign that I sent to 10 zip codes. It was 10,000 mailers, like 10,100 mailers. And we purchased 4 houses with the potential of buying 2 more and we're on the fence about, but 4 like lipstick cleanup slam dunk property. So for every 2,500 mailers that we sent out, we bought a house and made between $25,000 and $75,000.
Well, that's what's the fast way too. Who knows what's still coming?
Right. So let's just for simplification reasons, okay. Right. For years, we will be getting contacted by those mailers. That goes without saying. If I sent out 20,000, I would have bought 8. So Michael, to answer your question, what do you do to get to the next level? Run an analysis like that. If you bought 8 properties last month, pieces of land, and you sent out X letters, double it.
Yep.
It works every time. If you don't dramatically change how you're scrubbing data or pricing.
I love it.
If you want to increase your yield, that's where you try to try some new stuff about scrubbing data, maybe send out industrial property or commercial property, not just residential, and scrub it a little differently, and who knows?
Thank you.
Today's topic, beginner, intermediate, and advanced members, and some of the differences there. This is the meat of the show. Let's start with some real simple definitions.
I thought of something funny. I just made me think. Last weekend, we had our intermediate event here in Los Angeles, and I had a couple people drop little comments like, this is the meat of the show. And they would do the little sound.
I know.
Bite kind of thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's funny.
A lot
that was
of people
really
did that
good
to me, too.
It was great.
They would say stuff that we say on the air that I just forget about all the
exactly
time.
Exactly. I was like, hey, wait a minute.
Did they submit to the show? What else?
I'm trying to remember, but it was really funny the things that they would.
Welcome
they would
to Land Academy. Somebody said that to me
a
couple
that's
times.
My favorite. Welcome to Land Academy. That's one of my. And our children's favorite, too, because that was recorded 3 years ago. And that, you know what? That was one thing that was good, too, at the intermediate event. A lot of people said, huh, you guys look a lot different.
Shorter.
And you did 3 years ago. No, in a good way. Like, boy, your face is a little thinner. Yeah, you think? Yeah, 20 pounds will do that. So it was really funny.
Jill and I are like just real people that showed up to this thing and talked and stuff. And everybody seemed to love it. But
we had a lot of fun.
But, you know, it's just funny to me because we're just real people. And everybody thinks we're not. For some reason, they think we're something else.
I don't know. It was really good. It was.
I swear, I learned just as much as everybody there.
I agree. So, I know what I want to say.
Do you have notes?
I do. Well,
oh, let's hear it.
They're very not a lot of notes, but I do have notes. So, a beginner member is someone they understand land. They understand real estate. They understand there's money to be made here. They're over those obstacles, but they're just trying to figure out the hows. They think direct mail rocks because then you don't have to do anything, any extra work. They love the fact that we can do this remotely. That makes me think of it was so cool. Dave and Christy Ayers, who were with us this weekend, and this was their first time really in a big way testing doing their business from the road. So they drove from Missouri out to California, made a whole fun trip out of it to come see us last weekend. We're glad you did. But I think it's so cool that they're like, you know, we're gonna test this remote thing and it works. Isn't it great? But so the intermediate people are there and they just need...
Let's go back to beginner for a second.
That's intermediate? I'm sorry, I meant beginner.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the beginner people are there and they just need the steps. They need the steps A, B, C, D to get this rolling. That's really all it is.
Yeah, and at the end of the beginner stage, you probably have maybe 8 to 10 deals done. And who cares about those first 8 to 10 deals, right? Mm-hmm. They're deals that convinced you or your spouse or anybody who needs convincing, if that's the situation you're in, that you can buy a piece of land and sell it for more, usually for double on a cash basis. I don't care if it's $500 to $1,000 or $1,300 to, you know, $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000. Mm-hmm. In most cases, it's a lot more. So that's the beginner stage. It's just the mechanics. It's the beginning, intermediate, and advanced of everything.
Right.
You know?
You don't need to go crazy. Don't run out and get business cards and an LLC.
None of that.
And make it look beautiful
yet. This is
a
good show, actually.
Not yet.
It's going to answer a lot of questions.
Yeah. Test it. Make sure you like it. What if you don't have the stomach for this? What if you get 3 hate calls and you go, I can't handle this?
Right.
You know, and that's for some people can't, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's where you find this out and see if this is for you. And then you have to have the stomach to send out the mail and be ready to answer the phone. Some people can't do that.
Yep.
And that's okay. Then this isn't for you and something else might be.
So that's stage one. Stage two, then you should be basically looking at yourself in the mirror saying, okay, this is for me. I understand if I can do 10 deals or 8 deals, I can do 100 or 1,000 or 10,000.
Right.
And I have what it takes and I'm set up mentally to get over the speed bumps that I'm going to incur all along the way, i.e., well, I have to set up an LLC. I need to do this. I run down this checklist of stuff, and I'm not going to stop until it's done. And I'm very interested in, now I'm still talking to myself here, I'm very interested in data itself, Excel, and becoming a better scrubber, right. A better data scrubber, and a more efficient mail machine. Not so interested in some of this other stuff, but that data piece, I really love that part. You should be having a conversation. This is like my opinion of the people who have been to intermediate and beyond. This is kind of their profile.
Right. I think a lot of the intermediate members too have already had numerous obstacles that they have already overcome.
Right.
They've already gone, they've already figured out the payment. They've already set up probably the credit card payment system on their website.
Excellent.
And that was a huge obstacle for some people, getting the website, getting it on there, talking to all the right people, setting it up with a credit card company. I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to do. It's not just a 1-hour project. And they did it.
Yeah, it's like, not part-time.
Right. They're like, all right, I did that one. Now I'm ready. Now I've got it all ready. Now I need some more expensive property on there and a whole lot more of it and a lot faster. Now that's what I want to do.
Right. So you're ready to graduate for yourself from beginner to intermediate. Maybe these are some of the types of things that you might do. Send out a bigger mailer to a newer market for more expensive property, and then work through all the issues that may or may not come up with that. And pretty soon, if you're just got your head down and you're doing it and you're running through the intermediate stage, you're going to find yourself making 40, 50, 80,000 bucks a month. This is there's a guy in our groups. His name's Matt. This is exactly happening to him right now. And he's going through all the mental changes. Actually, he's like, part of it's shock and awe for him.
Yeah.
For him, he's just shocked. And for Jill and I, we see this happen with so many people in our group. So now he's really mopping up and managing these deals and maybe turning some deals down that he might not have turned down before just because they're too hard to do and he wants to move on.
You know what's cool about this? So what you talk about is your side of the business, and it's so interesting. You're more focused on the deal and the transaction side of the business. Now I step in for the running the business side. Mm-hmm. So the other thing that we talked about, like with Matt, is start putting a system in place for what you like done for your due diligence. Start creating checklists, start creating videos, and start outsourcing all that. So as he's getting better and sending out more mail and these deals are coming back, anyone in this situation should now be start hiring somebody else to go and set up, to input all, he should have a Pat Live or some kind of system answering the phone calls. That's now not a good use of his time. They should be putting it into a system. Somebody else that he's trained should be putting all the due diligence in there. So at the end of the week, end of the day, however he wants to sit down and review those properties, that's the best use of his time. Now he sits down there and he looks at all those properties, picks the ones he wants to buy, and then in a perfect world, he has someone in place already now to close on those transactions and get them done.
At the end of to summarize really what Jill's saying, I mean, we have different opinions about this, but at the end of the intermediate stage, you're starting down the path, or maybe you're halfway down the path of systematizing every tiny little step of a transaction and removing and outsourcing the ones that you can do that with.
Right.
Which in my opinion is every single step.
A lot.
With the exception of describing data and getting it to offers to owners to get it into the mail.
And O2O choosing what to purchase.
And choosing up markets,
right,
and analyzing. Yeah, absolutely. That's imperative.
Picking the transactions and that's it.
Right. Basically approving your own acquisition.
Exactly.
And choosing the market where the mail goes out. No one can do that except you, in my opinion. So
that's perfect.
So then what's the transition from intermediate to advanced? Let's say now you're sitting yourself in the mirror and you're probably doing at least 10 transactions a month, 10 good ones. 10 transactions where the margin is probably more than $25,000 on each deal. And you're doing, 8 to 10 of those a month. So you're making $250,000 a month. You're no longer doing any of the tasks that are involved in a typical deal that you don't want to do. If you don't like answering the phone, or for whatever reason, like I don't, and you don't feel like it's efficient, then you've got Pat Live doing it. And you just go down the whole, you don't want to actually put the property into the MLS or wherever you, based on the type, it's appropriate to sell it on the internet. You've got that outsourced to the Philippines. So now you're staring at, you've got this kind of machine, advanced, basically a PhD level, you want to sit and take that operation and scale it. So you got a $250,000 a month operation. It's going relatively smoothly. You've got policies and procedures in place for stuff when it goes wildly wrong. You've got it to that point, and you take that and you slap it down into Tennessee, or you slap it down into Georgia, or whatever market that you see is, and then you duplicate it and scale it. Those things are two different things. Duplication and scaling are very different. But for the purposes of these types of operations, we're going to leave it at that. Go ahead.
The other thing our advanced members are doing is they're looking outside of their own business and looking to other people in their community who are doing deals that they can do bigger and better deals together.
Or you're financing other people's deals.
That's what I say. Maybe you're funding somebody else. Maybe you're setting up maybe you're just funding somebody else one-off because you know what's out there. Maybe you're setting up a whole little operation to fund multiple deals with multiple people.
Yeah.
All kinds of things like that that are going on that we're involved in too. So that...
I'm trying to keep this simple.
I know. I am keeping it simple, aren't I?
I'm just from a deal-making standpoint. I mean,
that's an advanced member. I'm sharing that's what advanced members are doing.
Advanced members are thinking that way. How can they offshoot and diversify, entirely diversify? Here's what advanced members have in common, in my opinion.
Okay.
They're just unhappy about how efficient everything is, and they wake up and say, you know what? $250,000 a month is not enough. Everybody's doing what they are supposed to be doing in general. There's roadblocks and stuff. None of it really gets to my desk, but there's roadblocks and they're dealing with it. How can I just double it? What is it at the top of this thing? What can I put system I can put in place to make $500,000 a month? I made 300 last month. And so they go do that for stuff. That means all kinds of different stuff to people. The single easiest thing that comes to my mind is dropping it down into another market where all the systems are all in place anyway. It's just, there's just a different two letters at the end of the address. It's Tennessee instead of Georgia or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not picking on those states. It might be Wyoming instead of, you know, Minnesota. I don't know.
Right.
But Jill's right. Some of the crazier people, they'll start whole lending businesses based on that. And they'll lend other younger members who don't have any money. Lend money. So those are the three basic stages and differences. Then after that, who knows? After that, I'll tell you what's after that. For us, it's partnerships, where you just basically enable other people who are wherever they are and give them what they need.
Yep.
And we don't even hear about it. It just comes back in the form of equity. Yep. That's kind of the end.
Exactly.
But that's for a different show.
I love it.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 18 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discussed why the truth works.
And we answer your questions. Post it on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I thought you were going to say something about the comments that we heard at the event.
Yeah, I heard a lot of comments.
You are not
alone.
Take
it away, Jill.
And you're everything ambition. All right, never mind. Share the fun by hitting the subscribe button on YouTube to stay up to date on our podcast. Or if you are new to our channel, like us and comment on what you would like to see in future shows. And if you're listening on iTunes, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.